Now you're a follower, this is going to happen, and there you go. He sits me down, and he teaches. can listen to you, and I can ask questions. Can I get the Christian stuff yet? It's okay. You teach me. I don't know if I can do that. And he answers, it's okay, you don't have to do it yet. You teach them to me. There are some things that I'm not sure about. That's cool. Walk with me. Go take care of them. And it's worth following stuff. It starts gives me sitting down and allowing me to speak to my I don't know if I can do that. And he took this. Before he goes for all of this, he starts with these two things that God put in his life to do. Maybe that's why James 2 years of work basket. James took them. He's very careful. Look at the story plays out here. I love this story. So Jesus is looking for a few guys, James, John, Simon, Andrew. He's really there to talk to them. He's really there to say to them, follow me, follow me. They're not listening. He's sitting on the side of the floor, and it's busy in the boat. Get busy with a net. Can I translate that into modern day English? They're busy with their lives. They're on their cell phones. They're on their iPads. They're so busy. Because this is my life. I need to fix the next part of the vocation for the wife and the kids. I need to take care of my life. This is my boat. I live in the boat. The next thing to be right with the man is trying to catch big red light. We can catch a single big red light. We need to do this. Jesus is saying, follow me. They're not lending in their ears. Because that's where following starts. Because it starts with a net in the boat. It starts with their ears. I got up here because I can see this and I can do this. So that's why it's very honest. So what does Jesus do? Well, sorry for you. You missed that. I want you to get to these things that you can do. Jesus wants you to follow him. And he can get your attention. And he can get your attention. What do you do? What do we want? We're not going to be in text in the boat. What is this boat to love you? Exactly who that boat to love. I'm not ready right now. I'm a little too old, Jesus. I'm a little too young, Jesus. And I would use your boat. There's no more to the boat. So you take your boat. And he says, could you pick it up? If you know I do, then put these things in the water, right? But then he needs to walk on his water. He needs to get his attention. But it's interesting, if you read the story of the city, it's interesting. It wasn't just Peter who got in the boat. Peter was in there too, and it was in there too, others, because they went to see a little while later. They're all in there. So they're in the boat. What is Jesus doing? Step down and talk to people from the boat. Yeah, right. Maybe you can teach them right now. Those who are not He can't do a thing like that because he's teaching. They can't work on the milk. They can't play with a the boat. They have to sit where the phone is going. Can I warn you? If he wants you to follow him, if you're too busy, and you're busy like that, if you're too busy, if you don't understand what is going to happen of you, because it's not cheap to follow Jesus. It is sometimes really to continue. Leave your mother, leave your father, leave your grandmother, and go to a place where I want to be. One of the best examples of God's inconvenience is a place of Rachel. I don't know what you're talking about. Do you know how they do it? Knock on the door. The door opens, and all they come to is a little baby. They have the mother, father, and daughter. And you're done. That's the look of this little baby. And they're going to call the water you can get. Don't worry, how you could be is a place for the church, and they'll come help you to take care of let's go do something that you've done so many times before in your life, but here's the difference. Let's go do it in a different way. Because here's the thing. You don't get to speak in the middle of the day. You go. You go down. It's cold. It's not cold. It's not cold. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. It's cold. Don't get to speak during the day. It's a silly thing to try and do. Let's go catch people when it's not the time to go catch people. Do it. When he calls you to follow me, he says, trust me, it sounds crazy. Trust me, I kind of want to be here. I just want to be here. I'll give you one home for a while and one switch for a while. But I bet you can play that game. Trust me. And you do. So, what is all about? Do it. Let's do it my way. in a different way. And so it's me that I'm going to choose my way. It's going to work because it's just going to work. He knew it. He knew it. He knew it. He's going to be made a fool. He knew his reputation went down the drain for doing this kind of thing like this. And he said, it's fine. Give me a chance. But what? Give me a chance. Do it my way. Give me a chance. That's what you have to do. You do it. But because you said so, remember I told you this before, you're going to read my first part of this discussion. Jesus tells us with a little bit of a different story. The first part of the story. So, the Greek word, and the Greek means come up with that authority to do the text that would be chapter of the vote. So he's trying to look at it and think, okay, you've taken over the boats and you want to be the captain of the boat now. Okay, captain, can I tell you something? We were horrible life. You know, I'm going to push you off. That's how it actually works. You catch me tonight. Now you want to start this thing about doing the thing in the day. Okay, captain, we'll give you a chance. I'm going to do something. And then there's the good thing. He's not sure it's going to get you. He's not sure it's going to work. He's not sure his reputation is going to get you. But here's the thing about that. It's going to be a good thing. I don't think it's going to be a good thing. I don't think I've ever been here. Remember my old story that I told you about the better one? The old story? Five frogs to the rock. One decides to jump. How many left? Five. Because he only decides. Left jump. Never did it. To follow Jesus, I have to jump. I have to do. They put down the nets. And when they put down the nets, they did what he asked. And when they did, the miracle happened. The next was built. And the people said, no, it's not. Why? Because it's Jesus. Why did you do that? I don't think you have to be the same. Well, that always, well, I'm not talking about poor mess, you know, but it's even if that means just a great respect to come and say, okay, this is what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. to trust is a good. To obey is a good. So there is a cost to following the teaching. It started off when Jesus said, just go up. Who can touch it? I look around and I realize, holy moly, all this time I've been in the boat with Jesus and I didn't know it was him. But the moment he sees us, the relationship happens. Can you wear with all the time? He cares for me all the time. He created this moment because he wants to
So Peter does what Peter does. Lord, I'm simple, I can get out of my life. I can't study. There's too many things that are not good. Just take well to the people. If you see what Jesus does to do, it's fun. It's fun. Know all about that stuff. Don't take care of that. But look at it. So much more in store for you today. There is a future in store for you today. That Jesus said to Simon, don't give me a phrase from now on you will faith for people. That's where I wanted you to be all the time, Peter. Forget about that. I'm simple. We're going to take care of that. As you grow with me, as you listen to me, as you learn to trust me, as you learn to obey me, as you read. Me together as you learn to have this relationship with me, knowing me as your future is bigger than getting on a little boat and going out of the Sea of Galilee and getting back to your future. I think the boat's right. kick back. He's not asking you to believe anything today. So I don't know where you are. You might be sitting in this room. Or you might be at the stage where you say it's okay, you can borrow my book. Let's try this. You might already have come to that point where you're okay to go. But maybe you've already been to that point.